Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving apprenticed education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie K does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Woo! Happy Monday morning, everyone. And I guess from the morning show, my greeting, my Shakespearean greeting is, how art thou? I mean, I think that's the best I could do because I didn't do really well with Shakespeare in high school. But how art thou, everyone? This is Julie Kleinhans, and I'm really excited to be here today with you all. We have a great show for you. If you're tuning in for the first time, be prepared to be surprised and delighted. In fact, today, we're taking a journey of delight. We're going to find your child's buried treasures, their awesome spiritual gifts. I mean, how much fun is that? My purpose, passion, and intention for this show, Teaching from the Heart, is all about supporting parents, educators, caretakers, kids, and the community to create an environment of well-being through a deeper connection at the heart-based level. Clearly, our world is in need of a major paradigm shift so we can create a better future, a peaceful future for our kids, you know, a future where they all can thrive, a future that they're excited about. You know, the other day I saw a bumper sticker that said, be nice to your kids, they choose your nursing home. I'm sure you've seen this before. And, you know, I thought about it and said to myself, well, yeah, do the best to teach our kids through love because they choose the future, right? I mean, if we don't put our heart and soul into being conscious about what we're doing, why we're doing it, and what we hope to accomplish, then aren't we just repeating the patterns that don't work and recreating those patterns for the future? And I mean, when we create unconsciously, isn't that the same as saying, well, I don't have time or care or concern about how this is going to turn out in the future, or simply, I don't have the power to change how this is going to turn out in the future. And if we raise our kids to be programmed with that same lack, that same fear, those insecurities, those unbalanced emotions, then as they become adults and they're in the prime of their lives, the ones that are doing the creating on the planet, right, as business owners, politicians, they're in the workforce, and all of that, well, what will the world look like? So just like that bumper sticker says, you know, I really do feel that we have to consciously put love, our conscious awareness, into how we're raising and educating our kids, because they certainly are a determining factor of what the future of this world that we're each living in will look like. So I invite you to join me in being part of a collective movement dedicated to changing our approach to teaching and relating to our kids by shifting from that, you know, logical, rational mind space and making room to include thinking and learning and relating from the heart space, because it's in this heart space where all possibilities and all miracles occur. And if you'd like to learn about me and what I'm doing, your host, Julie Kleinhans, please visit my website by going to www.mindfocusgeneration.com. I'm a certified life coach, a confidence and empowerment coach for teens, young adults, and their parents, and I'm also the founder of Mind Focus Generation and the creator of the Super Empowerment System for teens and young adults. And while you're checking me out on my website, go and sign up for my newsletter so you can receive great information about the wonderful guests that I'm having on the show each week, along with other great information that will help you and the kids in your life. And while you're signing up for my mailing list, you'll also receive a free gift, which is a 30-day creation planner. And this will guide you and your kids to becoming that deliberate creator in life so you can experience more of what you do want and less of what you don't want. Now, this free creation planner, it's a great way to guide your kids and yourself to raise your vibration energetically through imagination and uplifting thoughts and words and actions, and really getting into the habit of being deliberate in your life. And it will also help you to understand and apply the universal laws in your daily life and the life of all the kids that you work with, all the kids that are in your life. Because I'm all about supporting parents, teachers, kids in the community. All the information you need to do that is on my website, mindfocusgeneration.com. Now, I'm going to tell you, today's show is very special because I have brought back one of my favorite people to the show, Ellen Hayakawa. She was a guest last month when I filled in for the Dr. Pat show, and I just had to have her back. She's fun, she's loving, and she's just so gifted. She's so talented, and the kids know this. They feel her energy. They know that, hey, she is our soul sister. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Ellen Hayakawa is the co-author of Amazon bestseller and best inspirational spiritual book of the year, Healing the Heart of the World, and founder of the Divinely Inspired Leaders, where people ages 6 to 66 receive training, coaching, and mentoring to live lives of passion, purpose, and meaning. Ellen has coached and trained children, youth, and their families, as well as teachers, educators, and health professionals for over a decade. And this includes teaching them how to achieve greater joy, peace, happiness, all by discovering their spiritual wisdom. She has been a bridge to help adults understand more deeply what's going on in the spirits and souls of children and youth, okay? And I want you to know this also includes children who have been diagnosed with all different types of learning challenges, brain disorders, and spiritually gifted kids. So, you know, if you're thinking, hey, you know, my kid is diagnosed with ADD, what do I do? Stay tuned because Ellen's going to talk all about this stuff. So, Ellen, thank you for being here and welcome to the show.
Oh, Julie, thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be on the show with a soul sister, and thanks so very much to your listeners for taking the time out of their day to listen to the program.
Yeah, so Ellen, you have quite an interesting story, and I really want you to share it with the listeners. How did you come upon being this spiritual teacher to parents and kids? What's your story?
Well, Julie, I started out my professional career as a wildlife biologist. So I was working in the federal government as a wildlife biologist. And after about 10 years in that job, and I'll have to preface that by saying, because it's an important part of the story, that when I was very young, so when I was 3 years old, I saw an angel. And one of the reasons that I went into wildlife biology was because even since I was a child, I just had a really deep love of Mother Earth. And I'd always done wilderness canoe travel starting when I was, I think, 14 years old. And so I just had a passion for the earth, and that was one of the reasons that I went into wildlife biology, was because I, you know, really wanted to preserve and conserve the earth and her resources. But after about 10 years in my job as a wildlife biologist, I got really depressed. And it's interesting because I see depressed children now, and I work also with depressed adults, and I think that you know, many of your listeners can understand that sometimes there's a phase in life where we go through a depression, and it's really almost like an incongruency between our inner world and the outer world. So what we're living in the outer world isn't aligned with who we really are. And I felt depressed, I'll have to say, because I felt like I wasn't doing what I had come here to the planet to do. As much as I loved wildlife biology, it just didn't feel like the right fit for whatever reason, and it did initially. And so I was in a depression, and I was also doing quite a lot of spiritual work at the time, so yoga and meditation and reading about spirituality and, you know, doing various practices to cultivate peace in my inner self. And on the night of my 35th birthday, I had a mystical dream, a mystical experience, and I dreamed that I was light, and I was inside the light, and I was outside the light. And it really seemed to open up, you know, now I understand it sort of more from a technical perspective. I didn't quite understand what was going on at that time. I just was experiencing everything, but it really opened up my psychic abilities, including my clairaudient abilities, which is the ability to clearly listen and hear spirit. And I heard at the time, you are to bring the words spirit and spirituality into the consciousness of people in mainstream workplaces. And of course, I didn't know how to do that, and that's exactly what I said. I don't know how to do that. And I just heard, you don't have to know how. I will show you the way. And I spent the last 20 years as being one of the pioneers of that particular field of spirituality at work. And then about, I guess it was 2001, when a woman, a friend, came to my house and she said, I'm bringing a video. And on this video, there's a woman and she's reading photos. She's having people hand her photos from this audience. And she's reading these photos blindfolded. And so I invited a group of people to my house. And they watched the video, and amongst them was a 9-year-old boy. And I asked him, and I asked this group, you know, would you like to try this?
Ellen, I'm just gonna cut you right there. And this is a great story, and this is where it gets really interesting. We have to take a break. So when we come back, Ellen's gonna continue with what happened with this 9-year-old boy reading blindfolded. You don't want to go anywhere because this is a great story. Stay tuned, everyone.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single-origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple-certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is your host, Julie Kleinhans of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. And my very special guest is Ellen Hayakawa, who is here talking with us about discovering the spiritual gifts of your children. And I have so much I want to talk about with Ellen. But Ellen, before we move on, can you please share your contact information with our listeners so they know how to find you?
Yes, my contact information is ellen@divinelyinspiredleaders.com. So it's Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, @divinelyinspiredleaders.com.
Perfect. And if they want to email you?
Yeah, that is my email.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, my head's out there and here, so. Anyway, Ellen has, this is, I'm just so fascinated by the story because when I talk to people about, like, this kind of stuff, a lot of them look at me in disbelief and, you know, that's kind of like, I have to get grounded here. People are like, this stuff can't happen. Like, kids reading, people reading without their eyes. So let me ground myself right here. Tell us about this because I know it happens and a lot of people look at me like that's woo-woo out there stuff. And I beg to differ. So explain your experience with this 9-year-old boy and how this led to what you're doing today.
Absolutely. Well, the experience for me was as extraordinary and almost unbelievable as it is for other people. So I also understand their disbelief. But I was in the room with this 9-year-old and some other adults, and I asked him whether he wanted to try this exercise of being blindfolded and then reading photos or magazines, and he said yes. So he put on a blindfold. And I handed him a magazine, and he said, blindfolded, so he felt the picture with his hands, just as the woman had done in this video that we had watched, and he said, there's a blue Jeep in a red desert, and there's a blue sky behind it, and that was exactly what was in the magazine. And I'll also have to say that every time I do this exercise with children, it's the adults in the room who often say, you know, that the child is looking. They're peeking.
Cheating. He is looking away.
Cheating. They can see through the blindfold. And we were exactly the same. So we said, you know, okay, now you have to put on another blindfold. And sometimes children end up wearing 3 blindfolds and 3 wool hats on top of that because quite frankly, we disbelieve this. Mm-hmm. But even with all of that, he could actually, read what was in the magazines, and he could see the pictures blindfolded. And when I asked him, how can you tell the difference between red and blue? He said to me in that voice that children and youth often use with adults, where they just sound, you know, they think, well, how could you not understand how to do this? And he said, well, you know, red feels warmer and blue feels cooler. And that statement, the experience in the statement, I'll have to say that was a pivotal moment in my life, and it really changed my life because I realized, having studied energy at that point and realizing that I was also energy sensitive, you know, that started to happen along my spiritual path, I realized, wow, he can tell the difference between the colors just by the energies coming off of this page. And but being a scientist, I was actually very curious. Was he the only child who could do this, or were there a group of, you know, could all children do this, or a number of children do this? And so the next day, I tried the exercise with a whole group of children, and some of them couldn't even read at that point. They just knew the alphabet. But they were all able to do the exercise. And the interesting thing was the first, young boy who was doing the exercise, he was 9 years old. And he said to me after he did the exercise, I've just been diagnosed with ADD, and I've just been put in a special needs class, and I thought I was stupid. And now I can do things that adults can't do because, you know, we also tried the exercise, and we couldn't do it as well as him or as well as the children the next day. I mean, there were elements of the exercise that we could get. Sometimes people could get the energies on the page. There was one adult who was good at getting colors on a page. But anyway, I tried the exercise with this whole group of children, and the interesting thing was they all had been diagnosed with some sort of disorder, so dyslexia, ADD, ADHD, obsessive compulsive disorder, so OCD. And that really said to me, I just thought, well, is there something going on other than, you know, the children are being diagnosed with disorders, but is there actually a gift there? And are we actually seeing an evolutionary process, you know, in our children? And I'm being witness to the fact that their brains are actually being wired differently so that they can think differently and learn differently so that they can actually bring something different to our planet, because what we've created isn't really working.
Yeah, now that's a paradigm shift, because coming from education and working 10 years as a teacher in high school, I have seen, you know, just in a 10-year period from 2000 to 2010, the number of kids that were diagnosed with some type of learning disability just would skyrocket from year to year, and the pressures on them to conform and to learn like everyone else and like learn the way that we've been teaching them for decades, it just put more stress on these kids and they would give up. And that really frustrated me, and I knew there was something more to it. And I love how you say that it's an evolutionary process that we're going through. And rather than just panicking as a parent and saying, oh my God, something's wrong with my kid, they're going to fail and I have to do something now, and taking them to a doctor to put them on medication so that they could concentrate, you know, what are some things that they could do?
Well, what I've found, first of all, with my work is, and I'll make that same observation, that because we're trying to fit children into a box of, and, you know, it's families and learning and education and health, and yet when we don't acknowledge who they are, which is really spirit and soul and heart, you know, that's how we're created, and that's who we really are in this world, and we're here with creative gifts, and we're here to express them. So the first thing for parents really is not to focus on what might be perceived as a disorder or the label that's being put on your child, rather to focus on their gifts and focus on their energy. So where is their energy taking them? What are their passions? What are their gifts? What are they enthusiastic about? And the way that you find out what they're enthusiastic about is to expose them to a wide variety of people and experiences and places and, you know, books and whatever really turns them on, what juices them. That's where their passion lies. And when they have passion, they're going to also have that passion to learn. And, you know, I've seen children who they're passionate about trains, and they learn everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
you could possibly, you could possibly know about trains. And sometimes, again, a parent can think, well, you know, my child's obsessed with these. But the reality is if a child has passion about that, they're picking up all kinds of things and you can teach them. They're really willing to learn some of those things that we might traditionally teach in a classroom, like mathematics, or reading, or, you know, whatever it is that they in fact might be challenged by in that particular situation that we're putting them in the classroom. And yet when it's structured around their particular passion, they just love to learn it. And we don't know why necessarily, you know, as we're, you know, growing up in life, which I say we're always doing, we're always growing up in life, and we're always understanding, you know, what we're passionate about. That we don't know why children have to learn these certain things. They know that. In the end, it's going to help them to fulfill their purpose and their divinely inspired vision, you know, as they become adults, their divinely inspired and their sacred vision of work on the planet, which is the place that we're all evolving to, rather than just having going to school to get a job, you know, to pay the bills. We're evolving into an eco-spiritual civilization and an eco-spiritual society where we're aligned with Earth and we're aligned with spirit.
And the kids are totally teaching us this by being in many ways defiant towards what they're learning in school, because they're just not going to sit down, be nailed down to the ground and say, okay, whatever you say. I really see that, and I believe it, and I know it, and I experienced it. So it's time for another break, believe it or not. But when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, what this looks like, because some people have in their minds this preconceived notion about what a spiritually gifted child has to look like. But it's not always what we picture it. So when we come back, Ellen, I really want to talk about that, because maybe it might open up some possibilities for people out there listening. So, stay tuned, everyone.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Hey, everybody. Don't you just love Jack Johnson? Brian and I were talking during the break. I just love it. I just love his lyrics. I just love what he says in this song. It's all about possibilities, and I love talking about possibilities, especially with our kids. And before break, my special guest, Ellen Hayakawa, we were talking about spiritual gifts with our kids and how they show up. And what I asked her was, well, how do we know the spiritual gifts of our children? Because many people think that spiritual gifts have to look a certain way, like my kid can see auras or my kid talks to angels or hears angels. And those are definitely spiritually gifted kids, but spiritual gifts show up in lots of different ways, an abundance of ways. So, Ellen, can we talk about this and how we could discover what those gifts might be, what form they might come in?
Absolutely, Julie. And yes, you're right that often we have preconceived ideas of what spiritual gifts might be in a child. And as you said, things like reading auras or seeing angels or being able to work with crystals and heal. And certainly I've seen those in many children because also, again, there's a need for that. I think there's a need. We're in a spiritual crisis on this planet, and there's a great need for work on the inner self. We've paid so much attention to the material physical world and the intellectual world and to, you know, the detriment of the spiritual and the soul world. And that's kind of why our children are trying to wake us up and say, pay attention to this part of me.
Right.
And they're a big, huge mirror for that. And, you know, until you pay attention to that part of me and to that part of yourself, if you're an adult who's stewarding a child, whether you're a parent or a teacher or a health professional, a child has come into your practice, then, you know, this is not going to disappear. And so so I'll have to preface this by saying everyone has their own spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has psychic and intuitive abilities. And it's just whether you're conscious of them and whether you're aware of them and whether you apply them. And we wouldn't be alive if we didn't have intuition. You know,
for most of us,
our intuition, it's again, something that it's invisible. You know, so that's why we seemingly haven't paid a lot of attention to it, and yet it's there, and it's like our navigational compass. If we use it, it's really what I would call a spiritual muscle. So everyone has intuitive gifts that just lead them, if they allow that, in their decision making to make the best and highest and wisest decisions for themselves. And then we've got other gifts. So, for example, you know, we have gifts, and I'll tell you just, you know, how they're operating in a classroom, for example, because I had a little girl who came to a workshop, and she told me this story. And she said, you know, I'm entering grade 8, but about 2 years ago I was sitting in a class, and my teacher was putting students together by drawing their names out of the hat. And each time that the teacher, my teacher was about to call a name and, you know, picked it from the hat, I would say to my friends, watch this. And then I would declare in a hushed voice the name of each student before it was being called out.
And that's so awesome.
And so she was saying, I'm psychic, I'm psychic. And apparently the teachers told her to stop talking. And she said, I continued reading the names. You know, I continued to do this in my mind quietly. And after about, and she said she had about 3 minutes of totally accurate predictions. And so, you know, this is a gift that she shared this in the workshop, but she hadn't told anybody that before. And it was just because, and this again is a way for parents to open up this conversation, or if you're a teacher, about these psychic gifts, these spiritual gifts, is when we open that conversation and make it normal. Like, have you ever experienced, you know,
right,
a case where you've been able to predict things ahead of time, or where you've seen something or felt something, and maybe you felt it in advance, or, you know, do you feel energies? What kind of energy do you feel when you're in this environment or when you're in that environment? Then children begin to open up and speak about it. But if we never speak about it as part of normal conversation, we're not really then providing any channels for them to actually open up.
Right. And I feel like it's also asking them, you know, what makes your heart open up when you do it? What do you feel that is so natural to you that you don't even take a second to think about it? Because sometimes, many times, the gifts and the things that we could do so naturally are our spiritual gifts, and we just take it for granted because it comes so naturally to us. We think, well, everyone could do this. So, like, for example, a kid maybe that has the gift of bringing people together, maybe they're the person that when friends are fighting, their words are so healing that they have the magical gift of just making everybody come together and seeing each other's sides and putting out the fires. That's a spiritual gift.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the gift of, and, you know, we need so much more of that. That's the gift of peace and of peace facilitation. And again, from an energetic standpoint, a child or a person like that brings that in their energy fields.
Right.
So the vibration of peace is there. And it means that when people are in their presence, you know, or around them, they'll have that feeling of being naturally calm. And so the child, the person, is actually emanating that kind of energy. And yes, definitely, you know, the energies of peace, the energy of love, those are extremely strong vibrations. And, you know, many children have that gift because many of them have said to me, I'm here to bring peace to the planet, or I'm here to clean up the environment, or, you know, I'm here to do this with whatever gifts they have. And again, I think it's also important that we say that it still really is a balance. You know, what we want is a balance of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual gifts. And that we lead this balanced life, and currently, I mean, we're out of balance. You know, we're out of physical balance with the earth. So the children are asking us to bring that balance back into our lives, and to bring that awareness, and to notice. And also, I think the other thing is that this learning, you know, so many of them are capable of learning and absorbing information at such a high rate that is also one of the reasons that they're bored in school
and that they act out. They've moved on. The teacher's opening her mouth. They already read her mind. And they're like, yeah, well, we got it. You know? And you could look at technology as an outer manifestation of what's going on with us inside, that we, you know, I believe technology and the means to communicate instantaneously is just a reflection of our own ability to do so telepathically with one another.
Absolutely.
We just have to claim that and own that. And
absolutely. And telepathic communication is really a far more efficient way of communicating. And many times I've found children who are nonverbal, sometimes diagnosed with autism, or something on that spectrum are actually communicating telepathically. And we do telepathic exercises. I do those in my workshop, and we find children and adults alike are extremely telepathic. And so that, again, yes, another way of communicating. And the internet is really a manifestation from a spiritual perspective. Right. We call it being able to download from the Akashic Records in the spiritual world, which is all knowledge, all wisdom is stored there. And so the internet is showing us that we have that instantaneous access to any question that we might ask. We can find it somewhere
right,
on the internet.
Exactly. And, you know, I see this with kids, so many kids today, especially young children, having this gift with animals, telepathically communicating with animals. And that's another way spiritual gifts. You might not look at it as a parent or a teacher and see that as a spiritual gift, but look at somebody like Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer. I just love him. And he obviously is living his life with his as an embodied spiritual gift to the planet. I mean, could you imagine somebody like Cesar Millan being put in a school, told, pass this test, and now you're going to go out and sit in an office and be happy? It's like, no way. He would not be happy if he wasn't out there working with the dogs and helping people to communicate with animals. So, you know, when you look at it from that point of view, it does make sense why our kids are suffering in school.
Yes, and, you know, when there's the ability to co-create, you know, our spirits and souls want to co-create with the universe or spirit or God. And so, you know, we're given unique gifts and the box of school or education is actually quite narrow. You know, when we think about what professions you can emerge into or what technical trades you can emerge into. And yet, you know, and that's great because if you're gifted in those areas, that serves you extremely
Ellen,
well.
Take a break again. We're having such a great conversation. It's going so quickly. Let's take a break. Don't go anywhere because we're going to continue this conversation. And Ellen is going to tell everybody about a special gift that she has for all the listeners out here that's really going to help you connect with your children's spiritual gifts. So stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day, I can feel a change in everything.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Everybody, we're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. We're just having such a terrific time. During the break, Ellen Hayakawa, my guest, and I, we were just laughing. And I mean, this woman, she's just so great. Kids love her. They get her. She gets it. And I really want everyone to know how to connect with Ellen. I want them to know about her special gifts that she has. And I want her to tell everybody about the many resources that are available for parents and teachers out there that are trying to figure out, you know, what's going on with my kids? What can I do to make them shine and make their life much easier for them? So, Ellen, why don't you tell everybody where they could go and also about your free gift?
All right. I'll do that, Julie. So first of all, I would like to talk about a resource, Astrid Witt. Brings experts together in a telesummit called What the Experts Know to share what's going on in the leading edge of holistic heart-based education and learning. And her mission is really to equip parents with the best insights and tools to help their children bring out the creative genius inside of them. So I think that she's providing a wonderful resource, and it's whattheexpertsknow.com. And then I have a set of free training videos to help your listeners, whether they're parents or educators or health professionals, to discover their spiritual gifts and really, ultimately, to create greater, you know, peace and happiness for themselves. And the videos include the spiritual keys to helping your children to greater peace and happiness, and how to help them access those secret inner gifts, and exercises, you know, there's some fun exercises for you to do with them. And those videos your listeners can find at www.divinelyinspiredleaders.com/children. So it's www.divinelyinspiredleaders.com/children. And I'll also give them my email again, which is ellen@divinelyinspiredleaders.com.
Awesome. And those videos are so much fun to watch. There's so much information. You will just absolutely fall in love with Ellen. She's so cute. She's fun-loving, and you just totally feel it through the video. And and definitely check out Astrid Witt's teleseries, whattheexpertsknow.com, because it's like a buffet there. You know, different things resonate with different people, and you might just find, well, you will just find at least someone there that's talking about exactly what you need to know, the question that you want answered about yourself and your kids. So check them all out. And Ellen, do you want to talk about the course that you have coming up?
Yes, the course I have coming up, which, again, if your listeners sign in for the video series, which I'd encourage them to do, then I describe in detail on the fourth video what's entailed in the course. The course is called Journey to Joy, Discovering Your Children's Spiritual Gifts. And I'm really going to go into what it's really all the elements that really help children to lead those passionate, purposeful, meaningful lives. And so some of the course will be devoted to helping your child find out, or helping you to find out what your child's dreams are, what their passions are, what their spiritual gifts are. We're going to look into that intuition and the psychic gifts. There's a whole long list of psychic gifts: clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairgustance. And I'll say also, many children bring, it's kind of a combination of gifts. We like to label them as single gifts, and yet they're not just single gifts. Having worked with children over many years and adults, I realize that we receive information from the universe, from spirit, in multidimensional ways, and often combine them again. It's almost like our unique messaging from the universe, and it's we understand it because we're designed in a certain way because we have certain gifts.
Right.
But we're going to explore some of those psychic gifts that, you know, there's no place in mainstream education where we do that. Normally we don't do that in families, and we don't do it in the health system either. And so there are these gifts that we just, again, they've always been there, but we just haven't talked about them, and now it's the time to talk about them and bring them out and explore them. So again, there will be fun exercises in there to do, and also then just learning much more about energy and how to teach your child about energy so that they put themselves in those places that resonate with them and those places that are great for their own health and well-being. And through their intuition and through becoming energy sensitive, they can make those wise soul and heart-based decisions for themselves, so that they're not as stressed out, so that they don't become overstimulated, or, you know, or they, right, they don't put themselves in places where they're understimulated either, so that they can begin to express what they need by being able to check into their own inner truth. So that's also a part of it, is helping your child to discover that inner truth and be centered in that place, even when they're up against those challenging situations for them.
Yeah, and when you're flowing with the energy, when you're in this place, you're reading the energy, you feel really good. I mean, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. And, you know, I just, again, I love Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, and I look at him, and he is flowing with the energy of what he is really meant to do. And it could be like that for your kids, too, when they understand, hey, these are my gifts, this makes me feel good, and I'm really going to feel the energy in this and sit into it and understand what, you know, am I more claircognizant or, you know, a clairaudient, or maybe a little of both, and what is that? I feel like that understanding in and of itself is success, and not to have our kids' grades define what they're able to do. I think that's really, really important.
Yes, yes. And it is through our gifts that we are creative, and that we can co-create with and collaborate with other people. And we've moved into an age of co-creation and collaboration with other like-minded spirits and souls. And this whole process will also help parents, educators, and the children and youth to find a community of people that they can learn with. And
right,
that's, I think, really important. You know, that's part of the reason that I'm offering the courses, because many children and youth have actually expressed to me that they're very lonely in their past,
right,
because they're conscious of these energies, but they feel repressed. They feel like they can't speak about all of this, or, as we started the show, that they might be considered to be woo-woo. Or, you know,
yeah, so, yeah. There's no place in mainstream for this. But you know what? If we as parents, teachers, community members make it normal, because it totally is normal, then that's when you'll see the schools starting to shift. It's when we accept it as divine beings that it will find its mainstream place in the world. So,
absolutely.
Ellen, I want to thank you so much for being here today. One more time, your website?
My website is www.divinelyinspiredleaders.com/children. And you can find out more information about me at my website, which is ellenhayakawa.com.
And that's ellenhayakawa.com. All right, everybody. Ellen, thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure. You're so much fun.
Thank you, Julie, and thanks to your listeners.
And everyone being here with us today, you're the whole reason that we are doing what we do. Thank you for tuning us in, and thank you for sharing your gifts with the world. Please, every week, Monday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern, join me for more heart-filled learning while we transform young lives. Next week, my very special guest will be Missy Bystrom, and we're going to help you get organized in your home so that you could let that energy flow. Have a fabulous week, everyone.
Been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heartfelt learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heartfelt learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.